This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Denver police spend thousands of hours arresting people for minor offenses associated with homelessness, according to a new study. CPR's Lucretia Wembley has more.
National think tank The Urban Institute explored what could happen when Denver communities address the causes of homelessness instead of policing it. The analysis expands on a 2016 initiative which offers housing subsidies and other services to people experiencing homelessness with 8 or more arrests across 3 years. The new study found that offenses associated with homelessness, including criminal trespassing, liquor possession, and loitering, accounted for 21% of cited offenses within a target group of about 2,000 people in 2018. According to the study, if those in the target population were offered supportive housing, then the number of arrests in 2018 could have been cut in half. I'm Lucretia Wembley, CPR News.
Parents in Denver are worried that Denver Public Schools could close 10 schools. Manuel Aragon's daughter is a fourth grader at Colfax Elementary, which is recommended for closure. He says the school was starting to return to normal after a few tough years.
Our daughter is like rebuilding and watching her own friend group and social structures rebuild. It's just going to get devastated again.
The school board will vote on closing the schools next month. Permits to cut down and take home Christmas trees at Golden Gate Canyon State Park will open soon. 250 tree-cutting permits will be awarded through a draw. Applications to enter the raffle cost $35. They're open from November 1st to the 15th. Successful applicants will be invited to the park northwest of Golden in early December to choose a tree and cut it down. The Front Range has rain and snow through the day. There's mountain snow continuing across Colorado, and a sunny day ahead on Friday. Should be warmer tomorrow, too. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News and KRCC.